Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen of First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Glad to be with you here. Would love to invite you to check out our website. It's firstforgod.com. That's the number four, firstforgod.com. And glad to be with you on Go the Distance. What a privilege it is to share with you. Listen to this good news found in the book of Colossians chapter 3. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as if you're working for the Lord. You know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving, and anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Whatever you do, do it with the heart of a servant. Yesterday was nearly one of those days in my life. I woke up all ready to go to work, all ready to go and help with the project we got going at the church, removing some pews and stuff from the sanctuary. But I got into my old truck and tried to start it. Nothing happened. Right about the time I tried starting it again, I figured it's going to be one of those days. But instead of a day filled with foul-ups, my day actually turned around. I got so much done around the house. I fixed my truck. I replaced the battery. I repaired my grill. I found the right parts. It worked perfectly. Did the bills. The checkbook balanced the first try. Everything I tried to fix worked, and it worked well. It's just one of those days where everything I touched seemed to work perfectly. Man, those are great days, aren't they? It's a great feeling when you're getting things done. When you've got everything you need, the right parts, the right amount of parts, and things work the first try. I love days like that. Man, time flies when everything's working. It's not hard to have a good attitude on those days. It's not hard to work as if you're working for the Lord on a day like that because, man, you just feel His blessings. You feel His presence. You feel His divine favor. You're like, I'm walking in His way. Everything's going great. And then there are those other days. There are those days when nothing seems to work. Days that are filled with frustrations. Days where you look at the clock and you're like, man, hurry up. These days are the ones that we have a hard time honoring God with our attitude, aren't they? These are the days where it's hard to work as if we're working for Him. And then there are those people. Some people are just hard to serve. I mean, they gripe, they complain. Man, they're mean, they growl, they groan. And that's when it's the hardest for me. It's sometimes those people just make it as hard as possible. It's so hard to work as if you're serving the Lord when somebody is making it difficult. But that's the advice for us today. The scriptures speak to all sorts of things. Today we read, whatever you do, whether it's a good day or a bad day, whatever you do, in everything you do, whether you do a word or a deed, whatever it is you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever you do, Paul says, work at it with all of your heart. Put everything you got into it as if you're working for the Lord. And sometimes that's just hard to do, especially on those days with those people. But that's the biblical advice for today. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart and do it as if you're doing it for Him. Heart's so easy to see and it's so easy to spot. It's what's made this nation great. Blood and sweat and tears and heart. people who work hard, people who put their back into it, people who not just work, but people who have worked hard and done their jobs with pride and dignity and creativity, working as if they're working for more than just money. That's heart, man. Heart stands out. Stands out in the church, too. People who have heart are willing to sacrifice their time and their talent and their treasure. They're the ones up here laying tile. They're the ones hanging ceiling tiles. They're the ones painting floors. They're the ones putting in the work, mowing the yard. They're the ones planting flowers. They're the ones up here sharing their gifts on Sunday morning. They're the ones singing in the choir. They're the ones serving others at Community Cafe. They're the ones out doing the summer feeding program. They're the ones in this town making sure people have what they need. They're the ones serving Christ. And man, it shows when someone's got heart, it stands out. Heart is working as if you're working for more than money. Maybe that's the real measure. Doing it well, even when nobody's looking. Working as if you're working for the Lord, knowing you're serving Him, even when you're serving someone else. Sometimes little boys are the perfect example. I found this story in a devotional. It's about Jimmy Houston. He tells a story about a little boy who came up to him and acted all grumpy. He said that the little boy came up to him and was telling him about his latest fishing trip. The five-year-old boy said it like this: "I went fishing the other day and I didn't get one single bite." And Jimmy Houston asked, "How long did you fish?" And the bright-eyed, dead serious kid said, "I fished for 5 whole minutes. Didn't catch nothing." Now, I've met a lot of adults just like that. No work ethic. They don't understand that sometimes it takes a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of patience, and a lot of heart to get the job done. And I've met Christians whose spiritual lives are a lot like this little boy. When it comes to serving, they expect instant growth. Instant rewards. When it comes to knowing the scriptures, they embarrassingly never put in the time. When it comes to spiritual growth, they're just happy just to be saved. That's all they need. And when it comes to sharing the gospel, they miss every opportunity because they're ill-equipped. They're not paying attention. They're not in the word. In this little bit of scripture, Paul is telling Christians here, he compels them to be people who serve other people. He compels them to follow Christ, and in the following of Christ, to do it with all of their heart. Everything you do, he says, in all of it, do it as if you were doing it for Christ himself. Now, I've noticed that sometimes it doesn't feel like we're really being disciples. Other things are occupying our minds, other agendas are driving our efforts, and too often we're setting our relationship with God off to the side. We live as if we're no different than the people who aren't Christians, or we live like Christians in whom Christ has made no difference. I hope that this message reminds you that you've been chosen, you've been set apart. You've been given gifts to share, and God cares how you share them. God wants you to put your heart into sharing your gifts. He calls you to live with purpose, whether we work in an office or in a warehouse or somewhere in between. Even in our relationships, He wants us to love with all of our heart, to honor our wives and parents and children, to submit to one another and to serve one another with all the Christ-likeness we can muster. We're called to work at it with every bit of our heart, treating every day as if it were a service to our Lord. And ultimately, that's what it is, isn't it? Today is a day to follow Christ. Today is a day to serve the Lord. Is that your plan for today? Because if not, I hope it's been changed by this message. Now, I've never once met a mature follower of Christ who didn't work at it. I've never once met a mature disciple who didn't spend time in prayer. I've never met a mature follower who didn't read the word. I've never met a mature disciple who didn't work at it with all of his or her heart. Today, be reminded you serve God. In everything you do or say, you're expected to do it as if you were doing it for him. Jesus did not enter each day with a fixed agenda or an inflexible planned course. Instead, He lived to be interrupted. The changing, unexpected occurrences of his life produced the opportunities for him to serve and love. Every day we live is an opportunity filled with unexpected occurrences. Servants look for those. Disciples step up to them. They work as if they're seeking an eternal reward, and they work hard and with a whole bunch of heart. I pray that that is how your day goes today. that you strive to honor and serve him in all that you do. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. Would love it if you'd check out our website at firstforgod.com. Thank you so much for letting me be with you this morning. God bless you. Go get them.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.